After a cold winter with lots of ice and snow, it looks like spring is on the way and March is here. And Richmond is celebrating their annual event, the St. Patrick's Celebration. We have Erica Lockwood, who is the president of the St. Patrick Society of Richmond, and she's going to tell us a little bit about these celebrations that are going on right now. Hello, Erica.
Hello.
So you're right in the midst of the celebrations, right? You've gone through two of them already?
Yes, we've gone through two and we have three more to go.
Okay, so what happened so far?
So far, we always start our activities with our annual Irish St. Pat's Curling Tournament. That was held on Sunday, February 23rd. The weekend following that, we have Saturday afternoon at the Richmond Canadian Legion, they have a green sale. And that same evening on the 1st, we had a corned beef supper at the Grand Central Hotel.
Did you have a good turnout for these events?
Really good turnout. Everyone participates really well. They were all local chefs, and it's all local merchants that get involved, so it goes really well.
And the fun continues.
It does. Saturday, March 8th, we have our annual banquet at the community center, followed immediately the next day on Sunday with our St. Pat's Mass at 9:30.
Did you have anything on Thursday, March 6th?
Yes, on Thursday, March 6th, I believe the Legion is doing a traditional Irish stew. And that I think it's their second year doing it, so that's also a new event going on. So our biggest weekend is the weekend of the 14th and the 16th. The 14th are a lot of prep parties, what we call, or preparation parties for the big weekend. So they're both here at the Grand Central and at the Legion. We have a concert, an Irish concert with the band Irish Bastards that is on Saturday, March 15th at the Art Center in Richmond. And the big day is our parade on March 16th, which starts at 2 o'clock.
And everybody knows about that one.
Oh, yes, that's a must on everyone's agenda.
Yes.
And again, following the parade, there is a traditional music and dance at the Le Centre Sainte-Famille in Richmond, as well as at the Grand Central and the Legion. So there's three big activities to go to after the parade. And then we end all this on week 5 with a brunch where we actually hand out pictures to all the participants that participated in the parade, whether it was on horse, tractor, or by foot. And it's a really nice brunch, and that's like our last final event. It's our closure at that weekend.
Wow, these are a lot of activities, and you're the president. You're the one heading all of this. So how long have you been doing this?
I've been on the St. Pat's committee for about a total of 10 years. I've been on the executive for maybe 6 years, and I've been vice president for the past 3 years for Mark O'Donnell, who is a very dear friend of mine, and who, due to cancer, passed away.
That's right.
Not too long ago. So I kind of was bumped up to keep up with the traditions. So it's been a lot of work, but along with his daughter Julia O'Donnell, we're a female team, and we're ready for the new obstacles, and we're trying to keep up with what's been going on in the past.
And you're the first woman president, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Yes.
So that's quite an honor right there.
Yep. But we're actually a female team, a female duo, so it goes pretty well. Julie still has a lot of tactics and insights that her father has taught her as well, and I've worked with him for 3 years as his vice president, so hopefully I'm convinced it'll be a good year.
Yes, well, I'm from the way it's been going, it sounds like it has been so far. You've had good attendance. So the next event will be on Thursday, March 6th, and then also on Saturday right after that, right?
Yep.
If anyone wants to have a share in these events, do they have to do something special?
The best way would be to either contact myself at 819-826-3322 or Julie, our vice president, at 819-826-2535. This year also, what we're really doing to help out with the inscriptions for the parade, we do have a lot of inscriptions. Just in horses alone, we have over 200 different teams or solo horses.
That's a lot.
I know. So to do this, we're actually encouraging people to register before the parade, which could be done through me, or we have another business lady who has helped out with us. Her name is Chantal. She has a store, Boutique Affite, and she could be contacted at 819-826-6000. 60-60. And what we want to do is register everyone beforehand and give out their numbers. So when the day of the parade comes, they just have to set up, relax, and it's that much less work.
Okay, so now just as a reminder, the day of the parade is when?
The day of the parade is March 16th, and the parade starts at 2.
And is there a deadline to register?
They can register the day of, obviously. We won't turn anyone down.
Okay.
It's just to make it that much easier on everybody. They could register in advance up till noon on that day.
Is there anything else that's important that we should know before I let you go?
No, I mean, just that we want to say a huge thank you to all the merchants and everyone that participates in all these events, because I mean, without them, it would never have grown into what it has today. We are a 5-weekend event, thanks to everyone that has participated and embarked into this project. So it's all thanks to the community and to the town as well. So,
well, I for one, for sure, won't be able to get to all the events, but I sure plan to get to the parade, as I think a lot of people do.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big attraction, isn't it?
It is. It usually attracts between 8,000 to 11,000 people, depending on the weather. So That's the only thing we have left to pray for, is nice weather.
That's it. We can hope that we don't have a snowstorm or something like that, that's for sure. We've had enough
of that. Nothing can stop the Irish.
That's right. Well, thank you so much for sharing this with us today. We've been speaking with Erica Lockwood, who is the president of the Richmond St. Pat Society. Thank you.
Thank you.